But
we haven't had a chance to talk to you since the draft picks. You thought of Gatsis and Simmons, I guess, in particular.
And Parks, yeah, three on defense. Yeah, I mean, we just started with those guys. Obviously, Adam isn't working out yet. He's rehabbing, but he's in all the meetings and seems very bright. Of course, we liked him. Obviously, they wouldn't have picked him, I think, if we wouldn't have liked him. So we think he's got good potential. The two safeties are good-looking prospects. Both of them are very athletic, have great ball skills. So on what we've seen so far, and we saw them on film, obviously we liked them the way they played.
Talk about those two safeties. What do you kind of see? What's their best skill set for each of them, Simmons and Parks?
I think both of them can. Both of them are versatile. Both of them could play free or strong safety. Both of them are good tacklers, but they're also good cover guys. That's kind of what we like as a safety. We don't go toward the box safety that much. Where you can only play inside, and then you have to put him covering somebody. So we're more of a the way we pick safeties basically is guys that are versatile. And those two guys are versatile, so that's why they were picked.
Gatsis, what did you like about him as you were looking at going in that draft?
Sometimes with foreign players that we've seen that sometimes they really look great, they can run fast, and they're big and strong, but they don't, it doesn't carry over to American football. And this kid has very good instincts. He finds the ball really well. He's a brute on the field. He's very physical. He's adapted to American style football really well, and started as a freshman at Georgia Tech, and he'd never really played. He played club ball there for a couple of years, but it's pretty neat accomplishment. It's something that you don't normally see, and that's what we liked about him.
Is he still a project at all, or is that what you're saying? That he's just like
I think he's just like any fairly high round pick. You expect him to come in and help you this year.
How about your defense? You set the bar pretty high.
Yeah.
And you lost two big players.
We lost two guys, two out of 11, or really 12 if you count Roby, because he started most of the season. So, and then in our dime defense, we really lost one guy, one starter, Malik. So, yeah, because Marshall started in dime for us. So, and we played dime, 40% of the time. So, in our base defense, we lost two, and the other one, we lost one. So, we feel good about the guys we have. We've got some prospects to take some of the guys' place. Those two guys especially, we've got guys that we feel like can come in and play. And they did last year. Danny played really well and had a great year for us, but Todd and Corey played last year when Danny was out. So, and the same thing happened when Bruton was out last year. He didn't even play in the Super Bowl game. So, and the same way. So it's we feel good about our team. We feel good about our players.
What do you look at for Malik's position if Gatsis needs a little time coming back from that ACL?
Well, Vance Walker played really well for us last year. And he played a lot. I think he's a really, really good player. So. And of course, we brought Jared Crick in that we had at Houston. He's a very good player also. So we have two really veteran guys that can play. So we feel good about them.
Chris Harris Jr. was saying a few weeks back that there are areas in which the defense can get better even after last year. Where do you see those areas of potential improvement?
Besides coaching, probably. We played well on third down throughout the year and were one of the top 10. But in the playoffs, they were 16%, the three teams we played in the playoffs. So if we can, we can upper level on third downs, not that you're going to have 16%, but we played tremendously well on third downs in the playoffs. That's an area that we're going to try to emulate as much as we can going into this year.
Coach, you mentioned Todd and Corey filling in for Danny's old spot. Is that Aaron Anderson in the mix there too? You like what he can do?
Yeah, especially this camp, you can tell Zaire and Torrey and Nixon, you can tell the guys that have been here. They're way ahead of everybody else. You know, and we got some good athletes that have come in and so forth. But they've been trained for a year. Both of them look good in this camp so far. So, you know, just getting the knowing the system, knowing what to do, those kind of things, and knowing what we ask them to do is help those guys, and hopefully these guys will follow.
We've been around Bill Fuller a long time. What makes him so effective getting the most out of guys?
He's louder than everybody, so, you know, they can hear him no matter where. He can be in the building and coach them, you know, if they're on the field. So, no, he's a great coach. He's a tremendous communicator. He lets them know exactly what – but they, you know, they love him. You know, there's some coaches that have an act that, and he's one of those that he can get on people, but they still realize he's trying to help them, and they respond well to him.